This is Natalie, and you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Do you like art, Natalie?
Yes.
Do you love art?
Yeah!
Thanks so much for tuning into Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm want to get started early because we have the sextet here live in the studio. Joe Tesoro on soprano sax, Max Levy, Forrest Fowler, Robert Castillo, Nick Douglas, Trevor Turla, all here in the studio to play live. Are you guys ready?
Thank you.
And that's the beauty of the sextet. You know, that's why they're welcome anytime they want to come to the KKFI studio. We've got Joe Tesoro on soprano sax, and Max Levy, tenor sax, Forrest Fowler, guitar, Robert Castillo, bass, and he's the composer, Nick Douglas on drums, Trevor Turla. And I believe you have another song for us, yeah? Perhaps, yes? Okay, good. And then after the song, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit. Did you want to say something, Robert?
Oh, no, just checking to make sure you're good, too.
Okay, very good. So here's the sextet.
Let's start with the two of us. Head twice on, head twice out. One, two, we'll be right back.
And that is the sextet. So if you guys want to come to the mics, we'll talk a little bit, if you would. And, you know, I mentioned that this is the sextet, Joe Tesoro on soprano sax, Max Levy tenor sax, Forrest Fowler guitar, Robert Castillo bass and composer, Nick Douglas drums, Trevor Turla trombone. The sextetjazz.com is their website for more information, because, you know, they're just a fantastic group of really, really talented musicians. And I know that they juggle a lot of different things, other bands and sound engineer and that sort of thing. So we're always happy to have you guys back in the studio. So can I get this mic, AY? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you. So you guys good?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's always a treat when you guys are here in town, because you're so very talented, and I love the passion and the work that it goes into playing jazz. Robert, you are primarily the composer of most of the music.
Yeah, primary composer and arranger. The only thing in the book that I didn't touch compositionally is called Spiral, which Joe wrote, and that one is going to be on the album that we'll be releasing in September.
Oh, good, good. And you'll do that here in town, right?
That tune?
Well, I mean, release.
Oh, the release. Yes. That'll be at the Record Bar on September 15th.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And I want to say hello to, again, Nick and Forrest, Max, Joe, and Trevor. Yeah. You know, we had a wonderful discussion about jazz in the green room earlier, and I just want to say thank you guys for your contribution to this Kansas City Jazz, because this is a great scene to be in. But as I mentioned, that a lot of you do many other things. You're in other groups. You do sound engineer and writing and that sort of thing. So tell us a little bit more, sort of your backstory, what all you do besides perform in the sextet.
Go for it, Joe.
Well, I do a lot of sound engineering. So I have a couple different jobs with that. I work with UMKC doing a lot of jazz and classical recording. So we do a lot of student recitals, both on campus and on location. We also do a lot of multi-track sessions and do full-on albums. And then some other work I do, I work with a little bit with Quixotic as well, doing a live sound, which is an experience.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Experience.
The performances are pretty, just quite astounding.
Yeah, it's, they're possibly one of my more demanding gigs, but it's one of the more rewarding, because I mean you've seen some of their work. It's one of those things where it's just make it happen, and you do, and it's so it's definitely an interesting gig, and always probably one of my more rewarding sound gigs as well, just because it's afterward you're just like, yes, I did that.
Yeah.
It was cool how you got the gig too, right?
Yeah.
Tell us.
So Hillary Rambo is one of the, I guess she's a program director at Quixotic. And she, myself, and another friend were driving out to Burning Man this past year. And she was telling me that she needed a few extra hands for a gig. And she said she needed a sound engineer. And so, we're in the middle of Utah, I think, at this point. I said, you should hit up Joe. So that's how Joe got his first gig with Quixotic, was from a car ride out to Burning Man.
Yeah, you just never know where things, opportunities will crop up for you.
Yeah, it was definitely just very, I guess, it was very random and opportunistic.
Yeah.
I guess it might be the right word.
I like that. And Trevor?
Yeah, I play in several groups in town, and I play in the sextet, of course. I'm in the Grand Marquis. I've got another group that I play in with Robert called Obe, and my own band called Sulu Moon, and then I'll play with other various people in town sometimes. I did a few shows with Calvin recently, and Arsenio recently, and all that. But then I also work with a company called BAC Musical Instruments, and they actually make trumpets and trombones. So I help people pick out what kind of trombone they want. Yeah.
It's funny that you think that, a trombone is a trombone, but there's a huge difference.
Right. Well, and everything that they're doing in that shop is very much done by hand and, like, the old school. They're trying to preserve the craft of horn making. It's kind of funny, we were talking about, that preservation of jazz earlier and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But they're really doing that exact same thing, but in the world of horn making, as far as, you know, trombones and trumpets and all that stuff is concerned. So really cool stuff going on there, and it's an honor to get to hang out with all of them and get to see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be really awesome just to say, you know, this is what I made, and this musician is playing this, and mm-hmm. Look what I did.
Yeah, it's
got to be rewarding.
Horn maker and musician is a cool relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We're glad that you're here. And then we have Max?
Yeah, Max.
Max, yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Max. Good. I'm glad you're here.
Cheers. Yeah, I just want to say first, it's great to be here. And yes, in addition to the sextet, I also perform, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week doing a lot of jazz duos and trios, and I really enjoy performing as duos for private events and places like the Phoenix. I'll be at the Phoenix tonight, actually.
Oh, good. Okay.
7 to 11, if you want to make it.
Yeah.
So it'll be a duo, and I tend to hear more of what to play, you know, playing out, as we refer to, uh-huh. Which is, you know, not only basing what you're playing on the chord changes of a song and the melody, but something outside of that, playing outside the chord changes and going, taking the music to a different level.
Yeah.
So I tend to do that easier in smaller group settings. Mm-hmm. So that's what I really enjoy. So in addition to duos and trios, I'm also in a salsa band called Son Venezuela.
Yeah.
And another group called Hard at Play, where they do a lot of 70s and 80s rock band covers. So that's a little different. And then I also teach private music lessons.
Yeah, you know, I find that, I love that you all have your hand in other groups or other things, because I think Trevor mentioned that you also perform with Pablo Sanhueza?
I used to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe plays with me in that band now, yeah.
Cool. I love that. It's kind of like Granimals, right?
Right.
The musical Granimals. And Nick? Come on up to the mic, Nick.
Hello, Maria.
Hello, Nick.
I'm a music teacher, and I also have several other projects that I'm working on. I play in a band called Like a Tiger, and I play, I guess that's more of like a, I've heard this term, post-rock. Uh-huh. I don't know what it is really, but
I just show up.
It's good chemistry that we have, and we're just creating off of that chemistry, so. And I've been teaching with an organization called Bass Academy of Music for about a year, almost 2 years now.
And it's local Kansas City Kids?
Yeah, it's local here in town. Uh-huh. And what they do is partner with charter schools to supply them with a after-school music program. And just essentially a location for that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Surrounding neighborhood to come and take music lessons.
Man, we need that. We need to, you know, generate a whole new crop of musicians and people who are interested in music or writing or, you know, performing. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's a great need for us. So.
Yeah.
And then I have just my personal writing and music that's coming together. And I also have a really close bond with a good friend of mine named Revere Inferno. And we're working on some. We actually have a ton of drafts, a drafted album, pretty much, that we're getting ready to go into the studio and crank out in the fall, and hopefully get that release next year. So,
yeah, we'll bring it back here.
Oh yeah,
I
will.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all about you, musicians here in town. Yeah, and Robert.
Yeah, well, let's hit Forrest first. I'll talk a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's behind the monitor, so yes.
Yeah,
hey, hey, Forrest.
Yeah, so, I play guitar in the sextet, and then I have some friends from college that we have a little trio that we do, and we do a lot of private events and things and play out. That's pretty much the only of the musical things I do. So if you need a guitar player, give me a call. I'm free. And then I have a desk job. I work at a company called DST that works in alternative investments. So it's thrilling stuff.
Well, you know, you do what you do. You do what you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you play music. So, I mean, can't beat that.
It's not bad. Yeah, no problem with that.
Yeah. Roberto.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to know?
I know that you have a lot going on, and I know that you were just here last week. We can't get rid of you. It's all good.
You got my cot ready yet?
I know. Your office and all that. Yeah. And then you're going to be back on air with Mark Manning a little bit later on this year.
Yeah.
To talk about everything that you do. Composer, bass player, multi-instrumentalist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And gotten into painting a lot recently.
Yeah.
I actually just recently also joined, there's this group, an organization called Crosslines Community Outreach. I used to run the food pantry there. And now we just had the meeting, our first meeting yesterday for the Young Professionals Board. So I'm on a board also.
Oh.
we'll see what happens. No, I'm really excited for that, actually. We had that meeting yesterday, and it's cool to, because I've been to the other board meetings, and there's just a lot more vibrance and fresh ideas in the group. So I'm excited for what we come up with at the Crosslines Community Outreach.
Well, you know, board. I shouldn't dismiss boards. I mean, I've been on a few thousand, but
a few thousand.
Yeah, I just. I mean, you have to do what you have to do and be a part of, you know, decision making and direction and that sort of thing. So it's important. You know, I want to say that, again, the Sextet is their website, thesextetjazz.com, for more information and upcoming events and that sort of thing. And, you know, we're just going to take a real quick break. I've got some underwriting to air. And then we're going to talk briefly with Don Wilkinson and AY, who's a musician, artist, entrepreneur. We're going to talk about the big event and the Marble Neighborhood. And we'll be right back after this.
Support for KKFI provided by the City of Kearney, presenting Kearney's Strictly Bluegrass on Saturday, June 22nd. The 2019 lineup includes the Reedy Brothers, the Wood Valley Pickers, and the Pheasant Pluckers. Gates open at 5 p.m. with music starting at 6. Tickets and information for this and other Kearney Amphitheater shows are available at kearneyamphitheater.com.
This week on a Thursday night special at 7 p.m., Kansas City's longest-running award-winning radio theater troupe, Shots in the Night, will feature their award-winning radio theater performances of Claw and Dagger and They Came from Somewhere Else. These two performances took gold at the recent Here Now Festival held here in Kansas City. That's Shots in the Night, Thursday at 7 p.m.
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a biopic about the sad final days in the life of William Shakespeare, and it's called All Is True.
And we don't know if it is or not.
Right.
However, the sequence of the actions in this story remind me of a Shakespearean play. It starts out with the Globe Theater burning down, and when that happened, Shakespeare never wrote another play. He goes to his home in Stratford-on-Avon and stays with his estranged family, and from there, the drama begins.
Yes, Kenneth Branagh plays the Bard of Avon as well as serving as the director. Judy Dench plays his long-suffering wife, Anne, and Ian McKellen portrays the wealthy benefactor, the Earl of Southampton. And I think, you know, it probably goes without saying that All Is True is beautifully acted and produced, but you know what? I found this very mournful, very slow-moving, and I think it's for Shakespeare aficionados only.
I agree. And I do enjoy Shakespeare, but I have to be in the right mood. The photography is excellent in terms of capturing a sense of place. It's a study also of grief and all the losses that everyone endured. But like the protocol of Shakespeare's plays, at the very end, everything is explained and has a resolution.
Branagh is an exceptional actor. As a director, his career has been a mixed bag because he does stretch himself and tries to do different things. I think that he let this one get away just a little bit because it just doesn't have a pace to make it compelling enough for us to really care about Shakespeare's life.
There's one quote that I thought really summed it up. Shakespeare says, "I've lived so long in imaginary worlds, I don't know how to live in the real world."
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.
Hey, Michael. have some pork chops and applesauce and tell us what's on the next Arts Magazine show.
Okay, Phil Noir. Metropolitan Ensemble Theater will join us and tell us about their play, City of Angels.
The only good angel is a dead angel.
I didn't know until this very day. It was Bozzini all along.
That's Monday at noon on the Arts Magazine show.
KKFI presents Collaborations Live on June 29th at the Historic Folly Theater stage in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Special performances include The Wire, who will be performing alongside Quixotic Dancers, who will then be joined by Shugeezy, and the Shugeezy will be performing with Kaylee at the Crossroads, an Irish dance group, who will then be joined by Maria Cuevas of Maria the Mexican, along with many more artists. Information about tickets, which start as low as $10, as well as on up to VIP, can be found by visiting kkfi.org/events or by visiting follytheater.org.
And we're back. This is Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, and today, a real treat in the studio. Not only do we have members of the Sextet, but we also have Don Wilkinson and AY, who are talking about, they've come in to talk about Perpetual Motion, which is a family-oriented arts event for the community and the Marlborough neighborhood that's set for this Saturday, June 22nd. There's also a rain delay date, but I don't want to jinx it, right? But anyway, we're going to talk about that and what you'll find at this Marble neighborhood event called Perpetual Motion. So welcome, Don. It's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
You bet. We love what you do for the community, so thank you for coming and sharing. And I just met AY today.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy to have you here.
So first full day of summer. It will be Saturday.
Okay.
And that will be our event. It's not going to rain. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be, a summer day. We're going to have lots of things to do. AY is going to be there bringing it. Other people will be there. We're going to have, so this is a project that was developed through the Neighborhood Artist Residency on Troost. So what we're trying to do is sort of activate this space for the neighborhood. It's called a Parks with a Purpose, so it has a function to treat stormwater runoff, but it's also a big green space. It's a place that people are using now, and we want to kind of help them show what all can go on there. Music, we're going to have music, yeah. We're going to have dance, we're going to have live theatrical performances, we're going to have a workshop where people can look at bacteria and microbes, some of which actually are working on the site in McMobiles. I've been building a bunch of crazy perpetual motion machines. This is all powered by solar energy, various forms. It's all sustainable. There'll be food there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And, you know, it really sounds like it. And the Marlborough neighborhood is quite a old neighborhood in terms of, you know, the city's history and that sort of thing. I mean, I've been aware for it for decades, but we're happy that it's coming with a purpose into the neighborhood. And I understand there's going to be all sorts of things going on. Food trucks will be at the park all day, and it's going to take place between 1 and 4 p.m., right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So opening remarks, Perpetual Motion theatrical performance from Drama Time, battery tour performance by AY.
Yeah.
Tell
us about that. All powered by renewable energy. I think the whole thing is all kind of renewable, right?
Right.
And
correct.
Pushing sustainability. So,
very cool.
And that's what the battery tour is about. So I'm really happy to represent the battery tour there and to bring people together.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
So we're trying to explore that concept. What is that concept of perpetual motion? And we're doing that from a number of different ways. Like AY is his own, if you know AY, if you've seen AY, he is his own perpetual motion energy machine. He gets people up and involved.
I like that.
His performances are just super exciting. And the way that people move and the site itself are all forms of perpetual motion. So I was challenged by one of the cohorts, Cynthia Hardiman, who's a drama artist, she's like, I want to make perpetual motion machines. And I, as you might know, I had another career as a scientist, and so I'm kind of a smart aleck too. And the first thing that came to my mind was, you know, that's not really possible to make a perpetual motion machine. You know that, right? And then I started thinking about it more like an artist would think about it. And I said, you know what? that may be true, but the idea is really interesting, and it's challenging. So I started doing research on that and started thinking more deeply about it and about how we are, our bodies and the earth itself and all those interactions are constantly in motion, are constantly, and they do require some form of energy in various forms. Mm-hmm. But the way that we're trying to tap into that is to show people that solar is one way to do that. There's different things. And so we're going to demonstrate a bunch of different ways to kind of open up people's ideas about, through art, and music and theater, about how to see the world a different way and have fun doing it.
Sure. Now, is this the first time that you've done this and on this location, or the first ever?
So this is the first kind of, the Marlboro Neighborhood, so our community coalition has been working for a number of years, mm-hmm. to kind of help activate that space. They're going to put a playground in there that's going to happen later in the summer. They have a public art. A sculpture that's going to go in, but this is the sort of first performance or community event that's really okay. going to happen on the site. So
terrific.
There's going to be people there celebrating that fact because they've really worked a long time to kind of bring it to the place where it is. It's also beautiful. If you come there, yeah. there's birds, there's a lot of native plants. It's just really interesting place to go, and there's a places for people to walk around.
You know, and Don, I don't have a address on this.
Oh, it's a corner of 81st and Troost Avenue.
Okay, there it is.
So
okay.
you'll see it. There'll be a lot of activity there. You'll see it right away. There's okay. ample parking there. We're working with KU Department of Architecture and Design. They've developed this thing they call the Mobile Collaboratory. So we're going to have,
like
you'll be
word.
Able to go. So it's sort of an indoor-outdoor event. It's a okay. beautiful old Airstream trailer that's been kind of tricked out with a lot of stuff, and that's where this micro-mobile lab will take place. We'll have tents, and we'll have ways for people to relax and get out of the sun if they need to.
You know, it just sounds like a great family, event opportunity, and it's open to the public. There's not a fee for that. For more information, do you have a website that our listeners can
So I think
take
a couple
a
of ways to find out more information about what we're trying to do is there's a Perpetual Motion Facebook page,
okay.
Charlotte Street Foundation, and then maybe AY can talk about how you can find out more information
okay.
about what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, this is synergistic. So I'm just now kind of partnering with Don here to do this event. So I'm AY. I founded the Battery Tour. So essentially, we do these renewable energy-powered events, concerts, and now music festivals. We just did one that also raise money to send people solar-powered batteries around the world, right?
Yeah.
So we bring
yeah.
people together using the universal language of music. Now, we're bringing the micro concert to this thing, which will be awesome because it integrates the audience. It's like what the Kansas City Star called a social music movement, where it's like a dance mm-hmm. party. It's an open mic night. It's a concert, like all rolled into one. The people are the show. It's for, by, and with the people. So all that motion will be happening, and the people that are watching are not only watching, but dancing and becoming part of the show, right?
Beautiful.
We'll create
yeah.
that ecosystem there that's all under renewable energy. And then thanks to, him bringing the Battery Tour, there's also that bigger mission of we're going to take a portion of our proceeds to help get people access to electricity around the world. So this is also helping getting the world plugged in and providing a platform for artists around the world. So this is, it's really beautiful to be here or be at the event.
Yeah.
I will have all this stuff on our social media, Battery Tour. You can get plugged into the Battery Tour and find out more about Perpetual Motion, and hopefully we can get some outlets out there and plug into your cause, man.
I love it. That, this sounds like just the tip of the iceberg, because it's going to get bigger and it's going to gain some momentum, and people will love it and enjoy this opportunity to be at the Perpetual Motion, the family-oriented outdoor event. Provides fun for all ages through the use of immersive activities created by local artists. And, I did mention Don is Don Wilkinson, but he's also known as the Minister of
Information. Sometimes shortened to
MOI.
MOI or MOI.
I love that. I love that. Well, I'm going to... I'm going to hope that there's no rain. I'm not going to jinx you. But,
no rain. I was a storm chaser many years. I've been
yeah.
looking at the weather. We're good on the... It's going to rain Saturday night, probably, but Saturday afternoon. Actually, if it rains just a little bit, It might cool things off, and people can see the purpose of this site, because it is actually designed to treat stormwater. But we're expecting expecting sun.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
Yeah. Well, I understand that there's a front coming in from the west, and it's going to sweep across. No, I'm just kidding. But we love having you guys come in and sharing this information with us. Let's not be a stranger.
Okay.
Come back and see me. We'll look at our calendars.
Yeah,
and get you
we
guys
should definitely
back in.
Talk.
You know, I would love that.
Both of you, I'm always talking to what's his
His name?
Is it? Gosh, he's always here late night though, super late. Forgot his name.
But that's okay. We'll have you guys in.
Because I'm like, you know, I know Mark's
good friend. Yeah, our good friend.
So 81st and Troost, Saturday 1
Terrific.
To 4. Don't miss it.
Beautiful. Thank you guys so much for coming in. And we're going to be right back with Art Speak Radio with the Sextet after this. Well, actually, I'm kind of back here. Hey, if you guys want to, let me take your photo real quick. Yeah. So, I don't know what happened to my music, but, you know, we're going to just kind of ad lib here. So, thank you guys for coming in. We're going to get the sixth.
About July 5th, I think it was, about Artist Space.
Yes. We'll be back with you, Don Wilkinson. Because, you know, we have another, go ahead, guys, and get in place with your instruments. We'll have another opportunity to talk to Don Wilkinson, because we're going to talk about Artist Space or lack of Artist Space. I'm bringing in a group of artists to talk about sort of a dilemma that what's happening currently in Kansas City, that the artists are losing spaces here in, you know, in Kansas City, due to gentrification. Maybe sometimes it's, you know, the affordability of these spaces and that. So, we'll have a discussion with him. I want to mention that next week, as the guys are getting in place, we will have Waskar Medina, who is the Poet Laureate of Kansas. He'll be here next week. Bruce Burstert will be here, and also Krishan Kennedy will be here from the Nelson Atkins Museum. Anytime you guys are ready, just give me a nod.
Yeah.
The Sextet.
Here we go. I'll give one bar. 1, 2, 3.
Tell you what, we got the thumbs up from Roger Wilder, another musician here in town and programmer. He stood through the window and was like, yeah. So thank you, guys. You know, I think we'll just take a real quick break so that if you want to move some instruments out, and then we'll come back and talk. We'll talk about the songs that you just heard. Roger, thumbs up? Yeah?
Yeah, thumbs up, man.
Yeah. And we're going to be right back, and we'll talk with the members of the sextet.
we've got our fellows from the sextet here and kind of ready to go and talk about some of the music that we heard. So, yeah, you guys can pull up to the microphones and, you know, don't be shy. So, you know, we started the hour with a song that was original, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about that song.
Yeah, that first song we played is called Go Well on Your Journey. And I actually wrote that. A lot of my songs are reactions to something or ways of me to work or process through an event. And I wrote that one when I found out that a couple members of there have been several iterations of this group in terms of the members that have been apart. And I had learned one day that there were a couple members that the scheduling was going to be too difficult and we just had to let them go. And it was really tough because, you know, they were really good friends. And actually, it turns out one of them was Trevor, but it worked out that Trevor could come back.
Trevor could come back.
And it was really tough for me that day to realize, like, whoa, you know, these friends, I'm not going to be able to play with them in the group anymore. And so that song had several different parts. The first part was kind of somber and morose, and that's just the sadness of it. But then then there was a groovy jam part in the middle, and then the ending was a second line, was a second line rhythm. And second line is usually played. It's originated from funerals down in New Orleans, and it's kind of you celebrate the life of a person, and you know the. Wherever their spirit may go.
Right.
And so that was
right.
kind of the impetus for that song, Go Well on Your Journey.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was called Almost Blues, and that one was more conceptual than anything else, where it was a blues, but the turnaround, so generally, you know, if we're talking numbers in blues, it's one, you use the chords 1, 4, and 5, and the turnaround is 5, 4, 1, generally, as simplistic as it can be. But what I did is I bumped it down a whole step, or I guess not a whole step, but I guess just down a diatonic step to be 4-3-1 would be how it would resolve. Mm-hmm. So it's almost a blues. It has a kind of same motion and feel as a blues, but not quite. And then that last one that we just played was called Prayer Flags. And that references the Tibetan prayer flags that folks have over their porches or in their rooms. I have some in my room.
Right.
And I was sitting on my porch one day looking at the prayer flags blown in the wind and thought, huh, it'd be cool to write a song to describe how those flags are moving in the wind. And so that was that one. And the flags, they always have the phrase Om Mani Padme Hum on them, which translates from Tibet to essentially may peace emanate from this place to the rest of the universe.
You make it sound easy. You know, I was just looking out the window, and I wrote this. But, you know, I do have to give props to Trevor, because that absolutely. Trombone solo.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, thank you.
Sure. I mean, you know, I just could have unplugged from everything and just listened to that the rest of the afternoon. So,
oh, thank you
man,
so much.
Man, that was beautiful.
Appreciate that.
You know, I do want to ask you all collectively a question. Do you feel the love for jazz for the culture here in Kansas City? Yeah?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a yes, but I mean...
Something
that I had said before we went on air, I suppose, is it's really, I guess, your definition of jazz.
Right, and I love that you made
and
that
there's,
comment.
You know, because I have seen some of the best, you know, players of bebop in the Midwest, if not the whole country, you know, sitting at a nearly empty jazz club. But then I've also seen people playing maybe more groove-based jazz or something that might be a little bit more experimental or free or, you know, any other variation that somebody might deem as not being jazz. But then, you know, it's packed out shoulder to shoulder at the ship with people screaming for saxophone solos and that kind of stuff. So there is love for it to a certain extent, but I definitely see where people are talking about it not being the same as it could, you know.
Interesting. Nick or Forrest? Or not Forrest. That
well,
was.
I don't know. I personally am kind of old school, so I like a lot of swing era jazz and early bebop music. And fortunately for me, I think there are a lot of venues to play that style.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, continually... getting more exposure at those places, and I enjoy that, and I think it's a great thing. But at the same time, there should be a little more outlets for newer takes for groups like the Sextet. And there are places like The Ship and a lot of the outdoor festivals like Boulevardia we did last year. Those sorts of places are wonderful outlets to perform this music because I do think it is just as spiritual and intellectually entertaining as classic jazz. And I enjoy both.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice.
Nick?
I am concerned with the sort of monotony. I've been around several groups of jazz musicians, and just by observation, I think I've gathered that there is a lack of acceptance towards the evolving sound. There's a collective lack of acceptance. There's what is safe and what's tolerable or what makes sense. And that's what the general venues tend to cling to. I remember there was a trio that would play at the Green Lady Lounge on Friday nights or something like that. I think it was the all-night trio. And they were playing what I would consider a sort of evolving style of jazz. And the reactions that you would see in the room, it would be packed out. I mean, it's Friday,
yeah,
it would be packed out, but the reactions would be like, whoa, what's going on? You know, so much energy, so many things are being said in the air, like everybody's responding to each other musically. I believe that if the pioneers, the people who are over these venues that make these decisions, if they took a risk and allowed for musicians to evolve, to experiment on stage, to do the XYZ that's geared towards growth in the progression of this style of music in this city, I think if they took a chance, like, we would see another expression of love towards music develop in the people, in the community.
Well, you know, we're counting down the minutes. We've just got a couple of minutes and got to make room for Roger Wilder, who is filling in for Jeff Harshbarger, another jazz musician. We're so grateful to have some wonderful musicians here as DJs and programmers and all that. Is there anything, just a quick last word that you have for our listeners?
Sure, perhaps the releases and whatnot coming up.
Okay.
We just released our first single from the new album on May 20th. That one is a really special song to me. It's called To Be Determined, about the mentality of being determined, to be of a determined mindset. In July 19th, we'll release our next single from the upcoming album. That'll be featuring poet Jen Harris. That'll be also very special. And then August 16th, we'll release a third album, which is an Afrobeat arrangement I wrote for My Funny Valentine. And that one has 16 musicians on it. And that'll be great. The entire album will release digitally September 6th. We'll have our release party September 15th. And that's our next scheduled show on the books, but we actually might be scheduling something right now.
So the sextetjazz.com for more information on social media and all that. Thank you, Joe Tesoro, Max Levy, Forrest Fowler, Robert Castillo, Nick Douglas, Trevor Turla. Thank you so much for making our afternoon.
Thank you for having us, Maria.
You know, we love you.